Nick DiGilio here on the Overnight Show. It's time for yet another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? This is where we ask the question, would Esmeralda buy that? That's why it's called that, because that's the question that we ask. Would Esmeralda buy that? So, here's how this started. Esmeralda Leon, who is in traffic with us, has a tendency to buy weird stuff or gadgets, or you have a weakness, Esmeralda, for infomercials and as seen on TV things.
Yes.
And now I really, you know, love that we're going to do this morning, and we planned on doing this morning. You know, earlier, before, you know, like Dan and I said, okay, yeah, let's do a Would Esmeralda Buy That segment this morning. And then I get here, and I, as I do every morning when I get here, I'll set my studio up and the board, all that cool stuff. If we're doing some pre-show work, I do that. And then I go where the studios are on the other side of the floor. You walk down the hallway and around the corner. Those are where the offices are. Okay, so there's like production offices and all that cool stuff. See, we go in. I always go across the floor, check out the offices, what's going on in there, see if I've got anything, and then I go to the mail room, which is down the hallway to the left. And I go to the mail room, check my mail, and if I've got mail, I bring it over. If Dan's got mail, I bring it over. So this morning when I came in and I checked the mail, there was a giant box waiting for Esmeralda, and so I gave it to you, and you were very excited, Esmeralda. You were excited. You're like, oh! And so tell everybody what was your little the package that was sent to you.
I mean, it's not really a gadget. It's
no, I know, but it's an offshoot.
It's a six pack of mason jars, quart mason jars.
So it's a six pack of quart mason jars. Now, there's nothing strange about that or unusual about that, except how did you get these?
So I got them for free because I ordered a fresh saver, which is a thing that sucks the air out of bags.
Right.
And they give you points when you buy stuff. And because I bought the machine, and then you go online and like put in your address, there's 50 more points and do this and do that. So I did that. And the rewards was one of these. And I also ordered a container for the fresh saver.
A container itself for the device.
So I can like say I have veggies. I can put it in this container, and there's
a little.
There's a part where I can put the fresh saver.
So now the reason why I thought the timing here was kind of interesting was that because you got these mason jars because of an item that you bought in the same fashion which we're going to discuss for this segment.
Right.
Now the fresh saver. This is the thing that sucks air out of bags to keep your food fresh longer. And now evidently you can do that with mason jars.
Yeah, you can do it. There's an attachment that came with mine where you can put it on the mason jar. And they sell containers, like microwavable containers.
You can
freeze them or microwave them. And they have a thing where you can suck the air out of those too.
Okay.
Now, so my whole plan is to get those so I don't have to buy the bags, because the bags, you have to cut them. And so every time they get smaller and smaller, kind of wasting.
Oh, I see.
Containers are
now
reusable.
How does the fresh wave thing work? How well does it work?
It's working. I'm really bad at food, trying to like keep food fresh.
Yes.
And using it within a reasonable amount of time. And I've decided to go on a new health kick of sorts, or just eat, you know, meals.
Yeah.
Regularly. And, so I bought a whole pineapple, and I cut it up, and I put it in a bag, and I fresh saved it. So now I have pineapple, because that would have just sat in a container and probably would have gotten funky and weird. And I bought a whole cantaloupe. I've never done that.
Yeah.
And again, I fresh saved it.
Okay.
I had some soup. Now, it's in the freezer now.
Now you've got soup in the freezer all fresh saved.
It won't freezer burn.
Because it's a fresh save.
Right. Because it's, you know, it's like vacuum packed.
Right.
That's what it is.
No, I've seen I know the device. I've seen
it.
Okay. Well, now see.
Hopefully I'll keep it up.
During this segment that we're going to be doing, when we ask Esmeralda if she would buy this, we would love you to text in or call in the items that you've purchased and whether they work. And you know the kind of items we're talking about. We're talking about weird items that you see in catalogs or strange gadgets that you see online. As seen on TV, the weirder, the better. And we would love to hear your stories or text them in to us or call us at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your infomercial gadget catalog items that are very unusual and you purchase them. You want to tell us what you think of them.
Also because I want to know if they
and
work.
Well, by the way, we have two listener suggested items to ask you about.
Yes.
So the listeners are now starting to send in items for the Would Esmeralda Buy That segment because people are curious as to whether or not you would buy these certain infomercial gadget catalog items. So there are now suggestions coming in from listeners.
That's awesome.
Yes. So we have a couple that we'll get to. And so, yeah, text or call your adventures in the world of infomercial gadget catalog items. 312-981-7200. Now, this is how it works. I will describe the item. I will give you the bullet points, how it's described. And we all have pictures of the items as well, and we can describe them to you. And I will ask if Esmeralda wants to, will buy this. And then we go around and vote. And then Dan Shagrew, my producer, will vote on whether or not Esmeralda would buy it or not. And then Vic, who's in the newsroom, I will ask Vic if he thinks that this particular item is something that Esmeralda would purchase. And then Vic will vote. And then I will vote. And then we will get the truth from Esmeralda. Now, before we jump to it, because we're going to have to take a break, so we're not going to get to our first item until after the news, which is coming up in a couple of minutes. But again, if you have adventures in this, you know, in this world with items like that, and you want to share your thoughts, text talk 312-981-7200, and we'll describe our first item and find out whether she would buy it or not. But first, we have a call from Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Nick. I got a great purchase, $2, Home Depot, the Zip-It. It cleans your drains. Once you do it once, you'll be addicted. You go all around your house, and it's about 30 inches long, little piece of plastic. You stick it in your drain where the water goes down, and you pull out what looks like a dead animal, which is your wife's hair or whatever. But yeah,
it's called the Zip It.
Isn't that a snake though?
I've seen an item like this on television where you can stick it in your drain. And you stick it in the drain, and then after a month, you take it out.
And no, this is instant satisfaction.
So it's instant. You don't stick it, because the one that I saw was you stick this thing in, then you take your showers, so you don't have to worry about it. Your hair goes down the drain and all that stuff. And then after a month, you pull it out, and like you said, what comes out looks like a dead rat, but it's indeed like clogs and hair that was once in your drain. But Zip It does it instantaneously.
Instantaneous.
I think I need to get one. I have a lot of hair.
$2.
$2.
I have a lot of hair, and I try to be nice to my landlord, and I have a drain catcher thing.
I do too.
You won't have to buy anything.
Look at that. Okay.
No drain. No nothing.
All
enjoy.
Right. Okay. See, thank you, Steve.
And I just pulled out a big old chunk of gross, I don't know what was in it, hair.
Okay.
Out of the drain.
So get the Zip It.
So I need to get the Zip
It. All right, we have to break. We got the news coming up. Zip It, only $2, Esmeralda. You're already going to write that one down.
Yeah, I'm already on it.
All right, she's on it. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it's 2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday. That means you can text in your request for an artist, and we'll play two songs by that artist because it's 2 for Tuesday. We'll play them for bumps. And it's 312-981-7200. John, our listener, requested some Al Stewart. Yeah. Year of the Cat. Yeah, man, I remember when that song was hot. He only had a couple of hits. I don't know if John, because Mike, the only other one I can think of is Time Passages. That's the only other Al Stewart tune. But Dan's going to keep me in suspense.
It is not that song.
It's not Time Passages. Hmm. All right. All right. Okay. All right, we are about to start our segment. Would Esmeralda buy that? So I will describe an item, and we will vote. And Vic, are you ready to jump in on this one as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Before we jump in, though, I need to tell you about Lou Manfredini and his event at By the Yard. Check this out. Lou Manfredini, Saturday, April 23rd. He's going to do a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture Store in Vernon Hills. You can prep your outdoor space for spring by shopping the By the Yard showroom. It's filled with a huge selection of sustainable patio furniture and accessories. You can enjoy breakfast treats. You'll have a chance to win prizes during the broadcast. It's all courtesy of By the Yard. Find more details at WGNradio.com/events. And be sure to join us at By the Yard, which is at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. And it's Saturday, April 23rd from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at By the Yard. Again, all the details are at WGNradio.com/events. Okay, Esmeralda, are you ready for the first item?
Yes.
Okay. The key safe. The key safe. It's a safe that attaches to your keychain. This stainless steel, watertight, cylinder-sized is equipped to hold an emergency stash of cash and other small items. It's clipped unobtrusively to your keychain. It's sandblasted and waterproof, and it's $24.99. Now, and I'm looking at a picture of it, and it is a cylinder thing, and they've got some rolled-up dough money stuck in there. And it's watertight stainless steel. Now, the key safe for $24.99. So Esmeralda's looking at the item. She's just heard me describe it. Now, Dan, what do you think? Yes or no? Would Esmeralda buy that?
Price is too high. I will vote no.
Okay. Let's go to the newsroom with Vic Vaughn. The key safe, Vic.
I don't think she'd buy that.
You're going to say no. Esmeralda would not buy that.
No.
All right. I believe it's a clean sweep for all of us because I am also saying that no, indeed, Esmeralda would not buy the key safe. So now we just have to ask, would Esmeralda buy that?
No.
Ah, look at that. Oh, we got it. All three of us got it.
Nothing but net.
Yes. $25 for that thing, Esmeralda. That's ridiculous.
Well, that and if it attaches to a keychain, I'm going to lose that keychain. And then there goes everything.
And there goes your emergency stash of money that you needed the key safe for.
Right. And how does it unobtrusively attach to a keychain? Like you have this thing dangling from a keychain.
Well, it's not like you're a janitor. I mean, I'm,
I know,
what,
but
I mean,
keys, I don't know. I just feel like you kind of have to be minimal. Like, I only have two little key funny things on it, on my keys.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then this would just, it would get cumbersome. Okay. And where do you put it? In a pocket?
Yeah.
How do you carry that in a pocket? I don't know.
Put it in
works.
Your pocket, and then you can say the joke, hey, are you happy to see me, or is that a key safe in your pants?
Because that's what I really need.
That's what you want people to say that to you?
I need that joke.
That would be another pickup line from like we were doing before.
Hey, are you happy to see me, Esmeralda, or do you have a key safe in your pants?
I mean, that's a whole other situation.
All right, you ready? Next. 3D printed cat armor. Now, Esmeralda, we always bring in some sort of cat item.
Right.
Cat-related item, because Esmeralda has a cat, and both Esmeralda and I really love cats, and again, constantly, like 12-year-old girls, we exchange cat videos on our messages constantly. Like on our Facebook messaging, it's if I hear bling on my phone, and I look that it's a, you know, it's Esmeralda, and she's sending me a message via Facebook, inevitably it's a cat video. That's...
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so here it is. Made using a 3D printer, created by artist Jawal, or Jawal. Would it be Jawal or Jawal?
I'm going to say Jawal.
Okay.
Jawal sounds a little silly.
He runs the YouTube channel called Print That Thing. Jawal has uploaded all of his design files to Thingiverse, where they're free for downloading, and his cat, Bobo, is the model in this picture of the assembled spike line, articulated spine, and gnarly medieval tail. So now, do you, Dan, do we have audio of Jawal?
Oh, Damn, no.
Okay. Anyway, so it's like it's a cat that looks like he has like
he has armor.
He has armor, but it's like spiky armor, like he's a dinosaur. And
he looks like a transform. No,
he looks like he should be in a science fiction movie.
Should be in He-Man.
He cat.
No, Thundercats.
Thundercats. No, that makes more sense. Absolutely.
That would, yeah.
Thundercats. Oh, by the way, I want to mention, remember we were talking about Chuck E. Cheesies?
Yes.
The other day? And you kept talking about you said the Bernstein Bears.
The animatronic.
Right. But do you know there was another pizza place that actually had bears? And it wasn't Chuck E. Cheese. And
Showbiz?
Yeah, Showbiz Pizza.
Well, that's what took over. So Chuck E. Cheese took over Showbiz Pizza.
Right. But Showbiz Pizza, they changed their characters, I think. Because Showbiz Pizza had the bears. So you were remembering correctly. It was just you were confusing them with the Berenstein Bears.
Oh, I couldn't remember their name.
I don't think they had a name.
No, they did. It was like the something Jamboree Band or something like that.
All right. Well, anyway, I just discovered that. So, let's go. Let's see
we
here.
We actually do have the
audio. We have the audio. Is it Jay Wall?
This is Jay Wall describing the artistic process.
Hello, fellow 3D printers. I'm Jay Wall, and today's design was requested by my cool little cat, Bobo. And he asked me a while ago if I could make him some cat armor to protect him against the dangers of the world and double as his Halloween costume. So, of course, I said yes, and we began the prototyping immediately. We started off first just drawing out how we wanted the overall look and vibe of the armor to be, and I suggested that it should have spikes because I always pet him in a reverse pattern so his hair is all crazy and he looks like a spiky tiger. Once Bobo approved the sketch, we went into 3D modeling, and the modeling took forever. And we just tweaked and tweaked and tweaked until Bobo felt that the design was good enough to wear.
Okay. I like that he had to get approval from a cat.
Well, I like that Bobo asked for it.
Bobo said, hey, I want some cat armor, jackass. All right, so there you go. It's 3D. Now, there's no price on here. Because it's free. Because you can go and get the stuff off the Thingiverse.
You just need a 3D printer.
You need a 3D printer, right. All right, Dan, what do you think? The 3D printed cat armor from Bobo and J-Wall.
If she had access to a 3D printer, I say yes.
Okay. And Vic Vaughn in the newsroom, would Esmeralda buy that?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, Vic's going to say no. Now, with the stipulation that she indeed has access to a 3D printer, I also say absolutely yes. And then the question is, would Esmeralda buy that?
Yes.
See? And now we have to
get... Although I wouldn't do it with spikes because I'd be scared that my cat would come at me.
Your cat would come at... Well, sure, you can't give your cat a weapon. Your cat's already a weapon.
Right. And if I can just bring this up real quick.
Yeah.
The Maker Lab in the Chicago Public Library is free for you to go in and you can do stuff.
Like with a 3D printer?
3D printers.
Philanthropist Esmeralda.
I know.
Leon,
right? I helped.
Access to a 3D printer.
By the way, Vic gets this.
Why, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Esmeralda.
All right. Hold on. We got more coming up, including two that were supplied by our listeners. And again, if you've had any experience with these weird gadgety catalog infomercial-y stuff, 312-981-7200. All of the ones. Your head. Wow. A deep cut from Al Stewart. This Broadway Hotel by Al Stewart from listener John requesting for two for Tuesday. Yeah. The only other song I remember by Al Stewart was Time Passages. Time Passages! All right, Nick DiGilio here on WGN. We are back for yet another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? So far, Dan and I are 2 for 2, and Vic is 1 for 2. You're still batting 500, Vic.
Come back. Come back, kid.
All right, here we go. Are you ready, Esmeralda, for our next item?
Yes.
The Slot Dog Hot Dog Scorer.
Scorcher.
Oh, okay. No, I think it's Scorer. Because I'm looking at what the hot dog looks like after it's in there.
And
it's...
I might have typed it up wrong then.
Oh, but it looks scored, doesn't it, Esmeralda?
No, I think it's Scorer.
Yeah, because I think it scores the hot dog.
Yeah, Scorer.
Yeah, it's not Scorcher. It's Scorer. I'm almost positive because that looks like a scored hot dog to me.
No, I'm looking at the website.
Okay. So it's scorer. Okay. Now, here's the thing about the slot dog hot dog scorer. It's a tailgating must-have. That's what it says here. It slices slots, which expand as the hot dog cooks, showing you when it's ready to enjoy. Perfect for kids, as they love the alligator, dinosaur, dragon scale look. The squares crisp up perfectly while the slots grab hold of your condiments. Top rack dishwasher friendly. The slot dog hot dog scorer, only $17.88. Okay. This is a ridiculous item. Dan, do you think that Esmeralda would buy the hot slot dog hot dog scorer for $17.88?
I will vote no.
You're going to vote no. All right, Vic.
I'm going to say no, but I've noticed something. Esmeralda has her poker face on during these things. I've been watching her face for signs.
You're trying to read nothing. It. No, it's nothing. She doesn't have any tells, man.
No, I was trying because I'm like, no, because if they see me get excited about something, there it goes.
I knew it.
I know.
I'm going to say thumbs down, no.
Okay, and we're all looking at Esmeralda, too, on the video feed. Because we want to see if there's anything going on. Like, she's John Malkovich in Rounders.
Ice.
Pay that man his money.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I am also going to say no because, you know, like $18 to cut some slots into a hot dog doesn't seem like a sensible way to spend $18. All right. Esmeralda, would Esmeralda buy that?
No.
No.
If it wasn't $17.
It does. I mean, it makes the hot dogs look kind of cool.
Well, no. You know what it is? I like eating hot dogs for breakfast.
Yeah.
But I slice them lengthwise.
Sure.
So then they get that nice, scorchy
taste. No. Listen,
this would be awesome for that, but not for $17.
Not for $17. But the thing is, if you have a knife, you can do this.
I know, but this
is
just
squish
it.
I know how to score. I mean, I've done that many times. I cook, and I know how to score something. And it just, you get a knife and you go flink, flock, flunk, flink, and it's done.
Right. This does seem even, though. If I had an army of people who wanted scored hot dogs.
Like perfectly scored hot dogs.
Then maybe.
All right. But it's a no.
No, it is. It is a no.
All right. Here's our first item from a listener. All right, Esmeralda?
Yes.
From Paul. It's the Titty Bear Seat Belt Adjuster. That's T-I-D-D-Y. Just want to make sure that. T-I-D-D-Y, the Titty Bear Seatbelt Adjuster. Now, I have seen the commercial for this on television. I don't know if you have or not, Esmeralda.
I want to say I have.
Does the shoulder strap of your car seatbelt cause discomfort on your shoulder, or is your shoulder strap too tight and irritating? As featured on The Ellen DeGeneres Show and viewed more than 3 million times on YouTube, you can now purchase your own Titty Bear, the cute little guy that eliminates all of those problems, is designed to make driving more comfortable. Just snap the Titty Bear onto the shoulder strap of your seatbelt and adjust up and down to remove pressure where you need it. The patent design, patent pending design, that's nice and safe, swivels on the driver's side or passenger's side belt and fits all makes and models. The Titty Bear, which, by the way, straight out of context, is going to go through the roof right now with this. Stays where you want it to stay until you move it. Wearing your seatbelt will become more fun, and you won't forget wearing it because kids love wearing theirs, too. The Titty Bear is available in both pink or gold colors, and it's a cute little bear that helps you so that your seatbelt is adjusted and not tight. Now, in the video, they really do suggest that it is a good item for women who are well endowed, and the seatbelts are a little too snug in that area. That seems to be the target demographic for this. And by the way, it's two for $9.95, two Titty Bears for $9.95. Now, which only makes sense. It should come in a pair. Whoa! All right. So, Dan, what would you say about this item?
I was leaning towards yes, but I think I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Dan says no. Vic, this is a, this you. I see you really thinking about this one.
I'm going to go yes so I can gain some ground on Dan there. By the way, I'm shooting blind here. I have no pictures of these products.
Oh, ooh.
I'm just saying.
Right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, well, he's at a little bit of a disadvantage. Okay. All right. So you're saying yes.
I'm going to go against Dan and go yes.
All right. And I'm going to say no. And so here's the question. Would Esmeralda buy that?
No.
No, you're way down.
I'm sorry. I'm not putting a bear on no.
Hey, Vic?
Nope.
Go also, big or go home. That's what I
That's right.
I'm not into it because it's a bear. It's just, I don't know. I don't have any kids.
My wish.
Yeah.
I don't need a bear just hanging out on my chest.
No. What was that? All right, mark that one down, everybody. I don't need a bear hanging out on my chest. Straight out of context every Friday morning, listen to this radio station 24/7.
Take that, Brian Urlacher.
And
even with hair.
Even with his hair. Oh, man. All right. So we have some more items that we're going to do. I think we got time for one more here before we break. And then let's do the next one from a listener. This is from our listener, Tony. Tony. And she sends this in. Spray Perfect Nails. The world's fastest manicure, dries in under a minute. New technology where color only adheres to nails, washes easily off from skin. It only adheres to your nails. Takes only seconds of gentle rubbing to remove excess polish from the skin. Save money and stop going to that salon. Includes two colors of your choice, plus one base and top coat. The colors are racy red, sexy silver, naked nude. Sorry. They're really into alliteration here. Party pink, passion purple, whimsical white, and black beauty. $19.95 for the spray perfect nails, and you spray it right on your nail, and then it takes you 2 seconds to rub it off your damn hand. All right, we'll break before we find out what we think and give Vic a little more time to think, so he doesn't get another one of these. All right, the news is next on WGN. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. From Ranger Hannah for Two for Tuesday. Yeah, Two for Tuesday. It's Tove Lo. And that's Habits, parentheses, Stay High by Tove Lo. Tove Lo? Okay. Is that part of the name of a candy bar? Isn't it the first part of the name of a candy bar? Or a character actor who is a friend of the show? Tove Lo Owski? I'm stretching it a little bit, don't you think, Dan?
Just a tad.
All right, before the break, I described another item on our segment of Would Esmeralda Buy That? Spray nails for $19.95. Quickest way to do your nails, you spray them, they stay, they stick, they won't mess up your face. It's fine. So the question is, for $19.95, would Esmeralda buy the Spray Perfect Nails? So let's start with Dan Shagrew. Spray Perfect Nails, yes or no?
For the names alone, the answer is yes.
For the racy red, the sexy silver, the naked nude. Party pink, purple, purple, passion, purple, whimsical white, and black beauty. Okay. And in the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Vic, not doing well on his official first visit of would Esmeralda like buy that?
2-4, I think.
Yeah.
Two for four?
Are you? I think you're 1-4.
No, I got two.
Did you get two?
Dan, what's
no,
the ruling on that?
I think you got one. Okay. You're 1-4, I think.
Yeah. I'll go back to the tape.
Yeah. You can't. I've heard the want a few times. Let's just say that.
All right. So what
I'll
do you
say
think?
No.
You're going to say no on the Spray Perfect Nails.
100% no.
All right. 100% no. I am going to say, I will say yes. And Esmeralda is now in the studio with me. Mm-hmm. Spray perfect nails, spray them, run around, everything's good. Yes. Would Esmeralda buy that?
Yes.
Ha!
I would, because honestly, what's going on here where you spray them and they got to rinse your... I do that anyway with regular nail polish.
Yeah.
I get all sloppy with it, and then I just have to peel off the nail polish.
But, well, this
skin.
Way you don't have to peel.
Yeah, this just
so it's now so actually, Dan, you said no as well, right?
I said yes for the colors.
Oh, you said yes, and I said yes. So again,
yeah, they have a decent you
Vic
know,
Vaughn.
Red.
I did not have a thorough understanding of the type of crap she buys.
Clearly you do not know me, Vic Vaughn.
That's the best. There, you got that one, Vic. I clearly didn't have an understanding of the kind of crap she'd buy. That's fantastic. All right. All right, are you ready for the next item?
Yes.
All right. The Together Wear Hugging Hoodie. The Together Wear Hugging Hoodie. This is a new take on the hoodie. It has pockets for your hands and then a second pair of pockets on the back of your hoodie for your partner's hands. Hugging Hoodie's back pockets give your someone special a place to slide in his or her special hands. Special hands? As opposed to your regular hands? What the hell are special hands?
You gotta put the special hands on for this.
I mean, are you dating Doc Ock? What the hell is going on? To warm up or get extra close, Hugging Hoodies seek crowdfunding on Kickstarter through May 27th. 2016, backers have a choice between the classic and zip-up styles, both of which are unisex and available in five different colors. And the picture has two people who are hugging each other. They clearly are in love. And their hands are nice and warm because of the lovely pockets on the back of the together-wearing hugging hoodie. And the prices range from $69 to $139 for the together-wear hugging hoodie. Dan, would Esmeralda buy that?
If it were cheaper, the answer would be yes, because I would buy it for her and V and make them wear it.
Aww.
But since it's coming out of her own key safe, I will say...
Unless she tells V to buy it.
Well, they're still...
Out of her own key safe.
I will vote no. She will All not purchase.
She's saying no. He's saying no. Vic, doing so smashingly well this morning. Yeah. Now you have a kind of an insight on the kind of crap that she would buy. Now, what do you think about the Together Wear Hugging Hoodie?
I'm going to say no, because I don't think she's into, you know, public displays of affection. I think I'm going to say no.
She okay, you're going to say no. Dan says no as well. Right. Okay. So, and I'm going to say no as well. I'm going to say no because what? Just put on some gloves. What? So.
Wow.
All right. Would Esmeralda buy that?
Now I have a question.
Uh-oh.
Is it just one hoodie, or is it two for one?
Yeah, you can't tell from... I think it's two hoodies.
Like, do you get
yeah,
two
I think
hoodies?
You have to get two hoodies, yeah.
No, but I know you have to get the two, but oh. Do you get two hoodies?
Let's just say...
For one, for this price,
I think you got to buy them separately, because it says... Together Wear Hugging Hoodie, singular.
Right. No, I'm not going to buy that.
You're not going to buy that.
That's
okay.
A lot for a hoodie.
All right. We get a ding? We got a ding. How about that? Look at that.
I could sew some pockets onto a hoodie. That's
just, like I said, put some damn gloves on if you want your hand to be warm when you're hugging somebody.
I can see the appeal.
Uh-huh.
But that is too much money for that.
Okay. Hey, Vic, you're back on the winning track, man.
Yeah.
Okay, you're ready?
Redemption.
Here's the next item. Pyro Mini Fireball Shooter. The Pyro Mini Fireball Shooter. Illusionist created by magician Adam Wilbur introduced the original Pyro Open Ball open palm fireball shooter around this time last year. Its wrist unit contains four separate chambers individually triggered for multiple shots and each detonated by a remote device. What the hell is this? Fireball kindling comes in flash packs, a treated tissue paper that burns super fast and disappears just as quick. The Pyro Mini pulls all the same tricks, but with less bulk and makes it less obvious that it's your badass source for your badass sorcery. In addition to being 50% smaller, the Mini has a built-in trigger on the top of the device, so you don't have to hold a separate remote trigger, though you still can. Hold the remote to trigger down for a few seconds and turn your unleashed mono ball of fire into a tag team for two great balls of fire. So the Pyro Mini Fireball Shooter, would Esmeralda want to blast fireballs from her hand? It's $147. Does Esmeralda want to blast fireballs from her hand? Yeah, I know. Hand. I didn't say anything else. I said hand. I know what you're thinking, Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Dan, the Pyro Mini Fireball Shooter.
If the question is, would she want to shoot fireballs out of her hand, the answer would be yes.
Well, who wouldn't?
But I think she's a safety-first kind of person, and she'd be worried about bringing this to a party, so I will vote no.
He's voting no. Dan is voting no on the Pyro Mini Fireball Shooter. Vic Vaughn, making a fantastic debut this morning on the Would Esmeralda Buy This. What do you think, Vic?
Oh, I have no idea whether Esmeralda would buy this or not, which says a lot, but I'm going to say yes, she would.
Going to say yes. Okay. All right, now I'm going to, okay, this is going to be bad, but I'm going to agree with Vic on this one. And I'm going to say yes, because fireballs flying out of your hand is pretty cool. Now, if we were asking, would this be something that Beavis of Beavis and Butthead would buy? The obvious answer is yes. All right, so here it is. Would Esmeralda buy this?
No.
No?
It's $147.
Okay, well,
mind you, I would love to do a Hadouken.
A Hadouken?
If anyone knows what that is. Do you know what that is, Dan?
No.
Oh, come on, from Street Fighter?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, Hadouken.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, a Hadouken?
Yeah, that's what he yells when he shoots the fireballs.
I smell Hadouken. A Halloween costume.
I mean, that would be amazing.
By the way, Vic and I get...
But, yeah, no.
And Dan is batting 1,000 this morning. Dan is batting 1,000. Wow.
And also, I just, like, I can't wear that all the time.
Well, no, it was for special fireball-blowing occasions.
Like, where am I... And thinking, like, church. I'm going to a party.
Church.
I gotta bring my fireball.
You know what you can do?
Thing.
You can do that at church. Like, if they say something about the devil, just get up and go, Wah! Or Hadouken, or whatever the hell.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, you're
oh,
in church,
boy.
And, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, they start talking about evil in the world. Just stand up and go, and shoot fireballs out of your hand and watch everybody run from the church screaming, many grabbing candles.
I mean, that would be kind of cool. But...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Church. I'd spend $147 to do that at a wedding. Do it right during the vows. And shoot fire. Does anybody here see reason why these two shouldn't be married? Hadouken!
I'm also a bit... The copy that is written for this is awful. With the badass source of your badass sorcery.
That's right, man.
No thanks.
Okay.
Like that just alone.
Could you imagine David Blaine reading this? He'd be like, oh, God.
I imagine that this
can do
magician,
this in my sleep, man.
I imagine this magician wears cowboy hats with like leopard print on them.
That's what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Maybe not Chris Angel.
That also, yeah.
Mind
like,
freak.
It's like a Chris Angel knockoff. Yeah.
See, now David Blaine would do this while he's standing on top of a pole in a box, not peeing for 4 days.
Well, he would just be in a fireball.
Yeah. I'm going to stay in a fireball for 4 months. And I will never urinate the entire time I'm there.
Well, it would get...
Because I'm David Blaine.
It would get evaporated.
Did you ever see the footage of David Blaine in Harrison Ford's house?
And Harrison Ford tells him to leave.
Yeah, he tells him, no, he just very doesn't... We're saying it very politely, what he tells him to do. But, like, he finds his card in an orange that's sitting, like,
right.
Harrison Ford. He freaks Harrison Ford out.
That's some witchcraft. Why?
Well, that's because he's got the fireball shooting fireball. Hadouken!
He just shoots fireballs. They're not even a machine.
No, he can summon fireballs.
Exactly.
From his...
Oh, boy.
Okay, we have to break for weather and traffic, and then we'll have a couple more items for Wood Esmerelle to buy that. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Boy, Tone Loke sounds a lot different than... Toblerone Toblowski. That's Ranger Hannah's choice. Tone Loke. You know Tone Loke. You know I like to think of Tone Loke.
How?
Star of Ace Ventura.
Is he really a star in it?
You're damn right he is. Would you get out of here, Ace?
I mean, do they?
That's the first person that the first person that Ace talks to through his butt is Tone Loke.
Oh, well then.
So right there, one of the classic bits of comedy, Jim Carrey talking through his butt. His first butt conversation with Tone Loke.
Yeah. Wow. Tone Loke should be honored.
Tone Loke is a part of comedy history. Jim Carrey bent over, started talking with his butt to Tone Loke.
Sure, he's real happy about that.
He should be thrilled. I'd be thrilled if I were the first guy to be butt-talked by Jim Carrey. Are you kidding? All right. You ready for the next item?
Yes.
Super feet outside sandals. You can't put insoles in flip-flops, but Super Feet has found a way to put flip-flops in their insoles. The sandals' inside curves gently downward from toe to the ball of your foot, back up over your arch, and then drop into a basin at the back. This area forms a deep heel cup to cradle and position the soft tissue of your foot to absorb impact naturally. Super Feet tops their outside sandals with a layer that they say is soft enough for comfort but not foamy or squishy. The flip-flop strapping is a quick-drying combination of synthetic leather and neoprene. The Super Feet outside sandals run $60. So you can't put your flip-flops in that. Yeah. So Dan, Super Feet outside sandals.
We've learned from previous versions of Wood Esmerelle by that she is a fan of taking care of her feet.
Well, yeah, she's going to get her foot scrubbed.
The pet egg started
like
this all.
Oh, that's pet egg started the whole thing. Yes. Foot cheese came from pet egg.
Yep. But 60 bones is a lot for a pair of flip flops, so okay. I will vote no.
But these are like insole, specially designed flip
flops. Yeah, but Esmeralda doesn't strike me. We haven't seen Esmeralda, summertime Esmeralda yet, but she does not strike me as flip flops Esmeralda.
Okay. All right. Summertime
like a Barbie
Esmeralda.
Doll. It's summertime Esmeralda.
It's summertime Esmeralda. Lawyer Esmeralda. Sports car Esmeralda.
I'll take that one, please.
I'll take sports car Esmeralda. Okay. Is he a doll as well? Does he look like?
Is he? Oh, well,
does he like
there
Ken?
Have to be a Ken.
There has to be a Ken. So
a
it's
Ken
V.
To the Barbie. So yeah.
All right. And Vic Vaughn, would she buy the Super Feet outside sandals?
I think she'd drop $60 on that.
Okay, so Vic says yes. Dan says no. I am also going to say no. And I think maybe for the same reason that Dan is. I'm not sure you're a flip-floppy person. Would Esmeralda buy that?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I am a flip-flop person.
Wow. Wow, Vic, catch it up. You only need about 12 more to catch us.
How much time we got?
We got about a minute. Okay.
Yeah,
2 minutes, maybe.
Flip-flops are like the worst. Flip-flops are the worst thing to wear for your feet.
Yeah.
So, like, good ones would be good.
I mean, this is by Dan and I get this. Flip-flops should not. Here's the deal. Flip-flops should be outlawed.
Well, for men. They look
especially
funky.
For men.
Mandals and all.
The only time you should wear flip-flops is if you're living in an apartment building and you need to go down and switch your laundry. That's the only time it's allowable to be in any public circumstance with flip-flops on. All right, hang on a second. The opening bell is coming up next. Let's find out from Steve what's going on. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I just have a piece of paper and a pen here. I need to write down the Fireball catalog entry.
Yeah, the Fireball thing, it's only $147, and you can shoot fireballs anywhere you want.
I will need that catalog entry because I can see that at the next speech I give to a business group. I'll just say, the Dow is up.
That's it. That's right.
Boykin or whatever was it? Boykin? Breakin?
What's it called? Hoboykin?
Hoboykin. Yeah.
Hadouken.
Hadouken. Can you imagine me like speaking before the CME group, get up there and just shoot fireballs out of my hand?
Boy, you would be fired so fast.
Oh, man. Guys, flying. I mean, Snowy S. Luis, all coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. We got time for one more. Nope. Okay. One more. Here we go. The donut warming coffee mug. The donut warming coffee mug. This mug has been specially crafted with a plate set into its rim, so you can use your morning cup of coffee or tea to also hold and warm your morning donut. Alternative options for the stem cradle include muffins, danishes, and chocolate chip cookies. The porcelain mug not only holds and heats baked goods, but it also keeps liquid hotter for longer. Offers two sipping cutouts to accommodate different size pastries. The mug is both microwavable and dishwasher safe. The donut warming coffee mug, $16.95 for the donut warming coffee mug. Dan, yes or no? Would Esmeralda buy that?
Yes.
And okay, you were very quick on that one. And Vic?
Yeah, I think she would buy that.
And I absolutely think she would buy it. I absolutely think, without a doubt, that she would buy it. So would Esmeralda buy that?
Yeah.
Of course she would.
No, I would buy that.
That one was like easy. That was the easiest one of the morning. I was three words into the description of it, and I went, yeah, she's buying this.
Just the picture of the donut sitting on top. I was like, I want a cup of tea and a pastry now.
That's right, while you're wearing your flip-flops and shooting flames out of your arms. All right, cool. Hadouki. I got that?
Nope.
Hadouken.
There you go.
Sounds like something Jerry Lewis says after he steps on a nail. Hadouken!
That could be. And then he shoots a flame ball.
Then he shoots a flame ball out of his butt. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, that was a nice job. Vic, you didn't do well.
Well, thanks, Ed.
All right,
we'll
do it again.
We'll learn.
We'll do it again soon. Okay, all right, Esmeralda, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
News is next.